and open your minds. Let yourself go. Travel along the many roads that populate the vast landscape of the paranormal on Parachallenged Radio with your host, PC. Parachallenged Radio is a Jackalope Radio production. Join us in the chat at www.parachallengedradio.com, or you can go to jackaloperadio.com in the shows area and click on the Parachallenged Radio banner. Don't miss the fun every Tuesday night, right here on Jackalope Radio. And now, your host into the wild world of the beyond, PC.
Healer. Welcome to Parachallenged Radio, everybody. I am here with the whole gang. The entire gang. The gang's all here.
That's right. Nerd night on Jackalope.
Nerd night. And I do love me some nerd, so.
Who doesn't? I'm agreeing with your science, so I'm right there with you.
Yes, yes, ladies and gentlemen, Jessica Dwyer is here with us from Fangirl Radio.
Oh, man, I'm in Fangirl Cave Central Alpha right now, and if you guys have seen my Fangirl Cave, it's kind of ridiculously packed full of geekiness and things like that. So I'm looking at my Twilight Zone Gremlin doll right now.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, awesome.
Very cool. Now, what about you, Mr. Finite Exposure? What's going on with you guys for the new year?
Well, hopefully we're covering some political stuff right now, which is not something we like doing because then it usurps the entire show. Because we will go back and forth on that for a good hour and a half, and then we've got this 2-hour list of show notes that we have to find some way to whittle down to 30 minutes. But SOPA's the big one right now. We're trying to spread the word on that. But other than that...
I think SOPA is evil.
Yeah, it is. It's... Of course, so was the NDAA, and it's just like, oh, for God's sake. No, we don't. This year is not shaping up good. I'm looking for the reboot button already. It's like, let's just start over, you know. But Chaos has a couple of people he wants to get interviews with. He was talking to one of them, game developer. I can't remember who it was, but he was looking to get an interview with them. So hopefully we'll be able to do something. And Pasta, who used to be on with us, is looking to do some segments because he can't be on the show anymore, but he wants to be part of it. So he'll be doing, I think he said, like a review series of some kind. So that'll be kind of fun. Yeah. I miss having him on, but it'd be nice to have him on in some way.
Exactly.
Right. Exactly. Well, that's glad you could call in, Matthew. I know you were kind of... Your schedule was kind of tight this evening, so I'm just grateful that you could call in and you know, share in our New Year's wishes this evening.
Yeah, no problem. In fact, once I'm off here, I got to run into rehearsal, but I just wanted to make sure I could at least get in and say hi. So it's
wonderful.
Nice to hear your voice finally.
Well, yours too, and thank you so very much. And we look forward to your upcoming shows on Jackalope Radio here in 2012.
Thank you very much. Have a good night.
You
take
too.
Care.
Take care.
You too.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank Bye. You.
Yay. And
Yay.
Jess, you're still here?
Yeah, I'm still around. Good. I'm still around.
Good. We got to keep the Jess running.
But I have to say, I'm really excited. I think this is going to be a great year for the show. And I definitely am planning on trying to do some stuff with... at Harham weekend for sure. Hopefully I can do some call-in stuff from there because we're going to have like Pam Greer and Natasha Henstridge at this March show, and it's going to be massive, and it's celebrating women in horror, and we know that Fangirl Radio is all about, you know, women power, which is important. And then also hopefully I may try to get some stuff recorded for the show at San Diego Comic-Con this year.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
Here's hoping. That would be a fun time. So, But I appreciate you guys having me on tonight and celebrating the new year, even though it's possibly the end of the world. But said, as long as I get to see Johnny Depp with fangs and blood on his chin before I croak and the world explodes, that'll be worth it.
You're a nut. Jeez. Oh my.
I'm just honest. Come on.
Johnny Depp. Yeah, that's true. That is something you guys have been very excited about for some time.
Oh, well, come on. I mean, it's a real vampire.
Yeah, he's not sparkling.
Real vampire. Yeah, he's not sparkling, and he's old school, and he even made a point of saying it, that that's the whole reason he really wanted to do this, is they haven't seen a real vampire in, like, a good while, like that. So, Dark Shadows, it's May this year. I'm so excited.
And then, of course, shortly after that, I'm excited because it's time for the Dark Knight to rise. The Dark Knight Rises.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be a good one.
That's in June. So
do you think he's going to get his back broken?
No, I think they're going to do something different, but I'm not going to ruin it. I've got a few ideas. I've had a few little, some people saying a few little things. I'm not going to spoil it for anyone, but I do think it's going to be quite large. When people see this movie, they're not going to know what to think.
I think it's gonna happen.
Yeah,
yeah. What was that, Anita?
I said if it's Christian Bale, I hope so.
You hope he gets his back. Wow.
That was how you're really feeling.
Suddenly Anita's gone from the whole conversation. We don't know what happened. You have been banished.
Wow. That's meanness right there.
That is just not even necessary.
Is that what I'm taking from this? You're not a newbie.
I don't like Christian Bale.
Oh. Blasphemer! All right, I'm fine.
Breathe, God. In? Oh.
Well, Jessica, thank you for coming on the
show.
Look
what I started.
Like Todd's about to have a cardiac arrest over there.
We're going to break.
I can just see a vein popping out in his forehead right about now.
We're out of here.
His eyelids are twitching.
Oh, Lord. Suddenly a Batmobile's driving through the front of Anita's house in about 35 seconds.
Oh, but have you been watching the Joker blogs? I have to ask because they started back up again.
Oh, that's cool. I haven't watched them.
Oh, have you seen any of them? Because truly,
I saw the old ones,
but
I haven't seen the new ones. Yeah, send me over the link.
The new ones are great.
Gotta hook me up, Jessica. Send me the link, damn it.
Must I do everything for you, Todd?
Well, yeah, because I didn't think they were doing that anymore. So, the link is buried in my 4,000 links. So now I got to go find it again.
No, it's on Fangirlmag.com has the link to the first one. And it's great because they're bringing Dr. Arkham into play as a major character. And they're also going to have Commissioner Gordon be a part of it.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's already started off major bang with everything that's going on. And those guys, they're actually doing a fun drive. And if you go to the jokerblogs.com, I think you can get the link to they're doing a Kickstarter. They're only looking, I think, for like $25,000, and they're nonprofit because they put all the proceeds towards the production of the episodes. And they're slick as heck. I mean, if Todd's seen them and he's seen all of them, he knows what I'm talking about. They're great. And they're doing a whole series, second series, and all the money goes to them. They're buying, props and what have you. And if you donate, you get DVDs of the first series or downloads and stuff like that, like all kinds of goodies. They're making it worth your while to donate towards it. So.
Well, that sounds good.
Awesome.
I'm going to check it out. Well, Jessica, thank you for coming on. You are, yes, that's right. That's right. Thank you for coming on. You are awesome. I can't wait. I love your show every week, and I love what we've done with it, and I can't wait to see where we go this year.
Well, thank you, Todd, and thank you guys for having me on, and happy 2012, and here's to no John Cusack's driving around in crazy limousines with
All right.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Bye-bye. Okay, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, well, we've got someone in the studio here with us. He's going to have to throw his headphones on. Hey, Mr. Dr. D, put those headphones on for me out there. Dr. D is here with us. Dr. Daryl Drumright, one of my favorite people in the world, and really the whole reason we're still on the air, guys, because he saved my life. Dr. D did. We've been friends a long time, but we were over in that other studio, and they were giving me a lot of trouble over there in Zona Rosa, and we were just having the hardest time, and Dr. D says, come on over, and brought me over here, and gave me this amazing space here to do all this work out of, and I don't know where I'd be without you, Doc. Thank you so much.
Well, Todd, it's awesome having you here. I mean, you turned our storage space into a very colorful...
It's still kind of a storage space if you look around.
Yeah, it is.
I've seen pictures. It looks pretty cool, though.
Yeah. The thing with the theme of things, right, Todd?
It's fun. I bring people down the hallway, you know, and like, oh, yeah, and there's a radio station back here. And, you know, we've got the clinic going on up front. It's all calm and mellow music and Oakwood stuff and Inya going on everywhere. And you open this door and they're like, wah!
First thing they see is a 6 foot tall pinhead.
Staring at him.
Well, we do acupuncture.
Acupuncture. He's just like, here's a demonstration model right here.
Exactly. Now we know what you do in your spare time when you're not Googling with your bat suit on, Todd.
Thanks.
Yep. You're welcome.
Thanks for that. Yeah.
How do you think we keep him so young?
That's it. Exactly.
Well, welcome to the show, Dr. Drumright.
Hey.
Host of the Harmony Health Hour. You want to tell everybody about your show a little bit so they know where to find you and when? And I, too, want to thank you for giving Jackalope a home.
No.
Because without a home, we don't have a home. We're homeless. So
nobody's homeless around here. Your home is where your butt's sitting right now.
That's right.
So Harmony Health Hours at 6 o'clock on Friday nights on Jackalope. We've been doing it for almost 2 years now. We review the Tao Te Ching and get into some deep philosophy of how to manage a happy life and be happy in all the stress and everything that's going on out there. We're going to continue to delve into serious topics as diabetes and cancer and all these kind of things and show you that there's options for you out there, that there's not just one way of doing things. Definitely. We throw the responsibility back in your lap, but give you tools to use to get better on your own. And we're going to start a web seminar series this year. I'm planning on hoping to finish my book this year. I've been working on this stuff for 30 years, and it's time to put it into a format to get it out to more and more people. My quest is to make you your own doctor. You know, the more you know about the way your body functions, the better off you're going to be, the cheaper it is to be healthy, and everybody wins that way.
Well, I have to check in with you because according to WebMD, I'm supposed to be dead.
Well, you're you know, around this show, you might be dead. I don't know for sure.
Yeah, one never knows. Everybody get your K2 out. Yeah,
that's right.
Give us some help.
No, we've got an exciting year coming up. A lot of different pans in the fire and a lot of different options is and a whole career is wrapping itself up into hopefully something that will launch into another 20 years of successfully helping people feel better about themselves and live in their bodies more comfortably.
Well, that's awesome. And it ties right in with what you do, you know, as a chiropractor as well in your practice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
My all-time quest is, because I do seminars with doctors, I have for years, and is to, by getting the information out to people, I'm able to affect people's lives that I'll never meet. In the clinic, I'm limited to 5-10 minute runs with each person that walks in so that I can do something for them and help them help themselves. But on the radio and with the seminars and these kind of things, my goal is to get this information on an open source type of thing, get it out there so that everybody can learn how easy it is to make decisions and live happier, healthier lives. Your body regenerates. I mean, I won't get into all that. That's what I do on Friday night. I really coach you up and talk to you about your cell population and get your mind-body connected. We have a lot of fun.
Wow, it sounds great. And for those of you who haven't checked it out, you can find out a lot of information by listening to Dr. Drumright's show, The Harmony Health Hour, on Friday evenings on Jackalope Radio. Be there.
6
Check
o'clock.
It out. See what your options are. You don't just have to stick to traditional medicine or what they like to call traditional medicine and shove it down your throat and give you a pill to make everything all better or help you forget about it. So, you know, there are other options. Unfortunately, I wish I'd have spoke with you sooner.
please, it's never too late.
I could have avoided a lot of problems along the way.
Well, just remember, your body's only 6 weeks old. It's never too late. Today is the first day of the next 6 weeks. We change your mind, change your heart, change your body. You're amazing what can happen.
Awesome.
Very cool.
Definitely sounds like something I need to check into.
Oh, I'd love to help you.
Suggest you all do too. So anybody listening, please be there Friday nights. You know, you could save yourself maybe some aches and pains as you get older. We're all getting older by the minute. And, you know, maybe save yourself some hassle down the line and keep yourself well and happy and healthy. And then we don't have to hunt for your ghosts. So,
yeah,
there you go.
Well, at least keep your options open. You know, that's kind of the whole thing. It's like if you want to take the medications and numb yourself out, that's cool with me, too. I'm not here to judge anybody. I'm just here to open up some doors and give you some options. And that way, when you're making those life and death decisions and all that stuff that we all got to do as we work our way through life, you got a few more tools in your tool bag, you know? You're a little bit more competent because you're a little bit more knowledgeable about the options that you may have available to you. You know?
Right. Definitely. Definitely. Okay. Well, I want to wish you a very happy new year, Dr. Drumright, and thank you again for giving Jackalope a home and for watching out for that big goofball that produces this show.
Hey, no problem. It is an honor. You guys are definitely good to have you around. Big family. You guys have a great new year. I'm sure Todd's got lots of cool things coming up with Jackalope. I mean, this space is not staying the same at all. It's constantly changing around back here. That means
evolving.
Yeah, life is going and things are pushing and change is happening. It's exciting times.
Definitely is.
Well, I'll let you guys get back to your show. Thank you for enlightening or brightening up my life, guys. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much.
Happy New Year to you.
Yay.
Yay!
The funny thing was, first time Dr. Drumright was on my show, he wasn't talking about health stuff. He was on talking about like time travel and the physics.
Yeah,
and the
I remember that.
Yeah, we called him Dr. Doom. Remember that?
Yeah. I do.
Well, how did it feel being Dr. Doom?
Dr. Doom. It's because that was back in my very beginning of my research into the whole governmental conspiracy and all.
Oh yeah,
that stuff
yeah. You talked about that
it's
too.
Like, oh
yeah.
God.
I love government conspiracies.
Oh yeah. Yeah, no, it's all out there. I just figured that, you know, my time is precious, and so I'm trying to rein back and just get into the educational side of things,
to
spend the time. You know, 4 years ago when I declared my independence, nobody was talking about that kind of stuff, you know? And now, though, hell, everybody's talking about that stuff, so I got to move on to something else.
True. Yeah.
But look at the service that you're doing for people by sharing your knowledge of different wellness, you know, ideas and theories and suggestions.
We have Native American here. We do a lot of Chinese acupuncture. Matter of fact, my webinar is going to be teaching you the acupuncture points to such an extent that at the end of the course, you can go charge.
What is this voicemail crap?
Pete. Wow, Pete just came out of nowhere.
What's that? Dare put me into voicemail?
I don't even know what happened there. That was funny. Sorry, Dr. D, what were you saying there?
Oh, no, I'm not. I want to hear what Pete's saying.
Pete's saying Well, we all want to hear what Pete's going to say. The show is going to
voicemail. Is that any respect for probably one of the worst shows on Jackalope 105 FM, my own?
Listen to you. Lord have mercy.
I have to be self-deprecating. I've been drinking for 3 days straight.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too.
That is so funny,
Pete. Drinking so much wine, I'm pooping purple. It's a wonderful
Ladies and gentlemen, and then it begins.
Well, you invited me. You know what happened the last time? Poor Kath's listenership dropped off 50%.
No, that wasn't you, Pete. That was those other two.
Yeah, that was...
Come on. I'm not exactly innocent, you know, when those two were, you know.
Uncle Griff and Auntie Tim.
Exactly.
Auntie Tim?
Yeah.
We've been calling them that since last year Christmas show.
Auntie Tim and Aunt Jack.
That invokes so many perverse images. I don't really know the detail there.
And for those of you who may not know, that's Pete Shirella, 42nd Street Pete of 42nd Street Pete's Grindhouse. Welcome to the show, Pete. We love you. I miss you.
Thank you. How you doing? You know what it is? Life takes over, and then you wind up with lizards, you know?
And then you move to Ohio.
Yeah.
He's been kind of lost there. Yeah.
No, it's a wonderful thing. It really is.
Well, I'm glad you're out of that section of space you were in over there.
Oh, forget about it. Jersey sucks. If ever was going to give the world an enema, that's where the tube's going.
Oh, I was thinking more along the lines of Washington, D.C., but...
Oh, boy.
Well, the East Coast, the whole thing sucks. It just falls off into the ocean. The sharks eat it.
Oh, Pete, tell us how you really feel, honey.
Oh yeah, you know something? I got a. You do you remember when you had a psychic on your show?
Yes, I do.
And
I remember you called in.
Yeah, and do you know that everything he said actually happened?
You didn't believe it at first. You thought all crap.
I am what I am, you know.
But it really all happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I walked into a deal that I'm basically still living off of, and that was, about a year and a half ago. And it's basically what got me up, you know, out of Jersey. I made enough money to actually pull that off. And the other thing was, you know, he said I was going to meet a woman with psychic abilities, which I did. And she came to Wasteland, and she's coming back to Wasteland. So it's all cool, you know.
Wow.
Does this mean I can't share your room anymore?
You weren't in my room in the beginning. You remember, you have certain parameters like no smoking, you know?
Well, I know. I couldn't be in your room because when I walked in there, it looked like the set from The Road Warrior, I swear.
Well, it is what it is. It's Wasteland.
Yeah, you know? I guess the name fits. My goodness.
Yeah. We were barnstorming on that over the holidays, you know, as drunk as we were.
I don't know if you guys realize this, but it was weird because we were doing a live remote from the show, and Pete had someone in his room that decided to set up a tattoo parlor on the spot and was doing tattoos. We had Little Miss Muffet sitting on Pete's tuffet. We had all kinds of crazy stuff going on. We had people flopping around on the bed that they were using it as a trampoline. It was the craziest night. And, and then Pete was trying to hunt down the Twitter people so he could take them out because they were breaking up the bandwidth.
That was actually two nights.
Yeah, that was
crazy. That stuff started, the whole bit with the tattooing was because somebody was shooting an interview with me. And then Amrith, the one who basically, you know, made you be fearful of midgets.
That's right.
Was tattooing some chick's leg during the shooting.
I remember that.
Then all that other nonsense happened Saturday night.
Yeah. It was
but the last show I got a feed. It worked.
It worked good. Yeah, you had to.
You didn't put
it
in the archives though.
You know what? I still have to finish editing that show. I'm terrible.
You got to edit. You just run it the way it was. It was a complete train wreck. That's what people wanted. You know, it's that's what it was. You know,
That's true. I could just.
What happened to the Christmas show? People are asking about that.
It's in there. It should have been.
Man, I mean,
I'm busted right here.
You're gonna pray for me. What more do you want?
I'm getting smacked around right here on the show, everybody.
Well, see, that's tough love, you know.
Notice how we're all sitting back and just listening to it happen.
Just letting me get slammed, thanks.
it just unfolds.
Who might argue? I wasn't there.
Oh,
well, you
but
can come
I do
on.
Remember a certain story about Pete going out and then coming back in and then having to go all the way to get something you left at the desk, Todd. And
Yeah. His airline ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And the best part was he was only 30 feet away in a room playing PlayStation.
Playing PlayStation.
Everyone else was drunk falling all over the place. And I'm in the middle of all this chaos with my little PSP playing Star Wars.
What do you think I was doing? And you actually, you know, you called me up and you said, well, you know, can you get me the ticket? And I'm like, yeah. And a half hour later, you called me up. Did you get the ticket? I'm still in the van.
Yes, I didn't realize you were going to fall asleep out there for the rest of the
night. I didn't fall asleep out there. I was enjoying myself.
Yeah, it's true.
Fans took me out and decided to, you know, show me the herbal wonders of Wasteland, you know. So
that's right, yeah.
That's what happened.
It did happen. And it happened again and again and again.
It happened every show. Sometimes it happens every night.
This is more true than you know. Yeah,
I know. I'm keeping the Australian wine industry in business now.
Oh, Lord.
Well, my doctor had told me, drink plenty of fluids. Wine's a fluid.
Well, that's true.
It's an antioxidant and good for you.
Yeah.
Well, I got a serious note here because somebody just sent me this, and I've been aware of this for quite a while, but that moron, somebody elected president, I have to admit, I voted for the douche myself. it was either him or McCain. What was a toss-up, you know? So, you wanted Sarah Palin for vice president? Ouch. I'm just going to shoot a wolf on the White House front lawn, and you can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
But anyway, he signed that National Defense Authorization Act, which basically means they can detain me for saying what I just said.
Indefinitely, yeah, without charges, and ship you off to another country and keep you there.
No, they can detain me indefinitely. They can torture me. They can do whatever they want because he basically just voided out the Bill of Rights. And people should be aware of this because this guy is a complete. I know this is a politically correct show, so you know.
Hey. Think of a, oh wait, Senate went 93-7 in the same direction. So it's not one man.
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow. What's amazing is they can't get together and pass a job bill worth of crap or anything like that, but they can all get together and agree on and pass bills like that.
Yeah, you know? It's like paycheck on steroids. Yeah, that's crazy.
That's how they created jobs, because half the country will be hired by the government to rat out the other half of the country. That's what it comes down to. It's almost like what I saw growing up in the 50s behind the Iron Curtain has almost come to fruition over here. It's frightening and disgusting. We got to fight back. So
here.
Dang. That's Pete's telling it out.
Well, we're taking Wisconsin back from that. I can't even say the word I want to say, but Governor Walker.
Governor.
You can keep on walking, Governor.
Well, just vote Aaron Rodgers in for governor and you'll be all right.
There we go.
We'll be all good, Governor.
Oh, I can't stand that, man.
It's up here because I just got here, but it seems like, you know, it's okay. They've already arrested, they've had a huge corruption thing before I got here, and they arrested like 300 fucking people, so it's like, who knows, you know?
Okay.
What?
I just have, there's an edit for Todd.
Yeah. You know what with Steve. Come on, Todd, it's a bad combination of alcohol, weed, and microphone, you know? It's like
Missouri legislation meets tomorrow, and you know that, and some of the things that they're going to be talking about is opting out of a number of federal programs and reestablishing state rights. I mean, these guys are not. I mean, there's some serious shit about to go down across the.
Dr. D.
Oh, sorry.
Golly, it's contagious.
Todd, I'm not familiar with a lot of other people's shows, but you know, just adding me to the mix, and if they're half as you know, crazy as I am, you know, that's like inviting a bunch of alcoholics to a bar, you know.
Well, Pete, you know, I totally knew you were coming because that's how cool you are. And I really expected it, so I'm not really surprised, shocked, or, you know, I have enough trouble reining in my mouth sometimes. And they get away from me.
I mean, we had one show where basically Ken came out with this thing. He goes, and I'm going to beat a litter of newborn kittens to death with a newborn baby. We got more crap about the kittens, nothing about the baby.
That's America today.
I was mad about the kittens. I know.
Yeah, well, you were almost in fetal position Christmas Eve. Eve, rather.
I know. I was like, oh my God. Well, I know Ken well enough to know when he's being sarcastic, but a lot of people didn't, apparently.
Why, what happened? We get complaints?
Oh, you know we did.
We actually got complaints?
Someone said
one?
They were going to slap you upside your face.
For what? was mild compared to the stuff we've done in the past.
You have the most vile show on the radio, apparently.
Well, I admit that, but, you know, I never knew people were complaining about it, you know?
That was great.
That just fuels. Well, how about the stuff I've been doing with the Westboro Baptist Church lately? Has anybody said anything about that?
Everyone backs you up on that because they're so horrible.
Creeps.
Yeah.
You're not going to get any trouble from that.
Yeah, I got this DVD returned to me. It was stuck at a point where some girl was screaming, slap by you know what, so I ran that for 5 minutes straight.
Oh, God.
And we were saying it was the Westboro Baptist people.
And if anybody wants to check out this madness for themselves, 42nd Street Pete's Grindhouse is available to you on Saturday evenings on Jackalope Radio.
That's right.
But you've been warned. It's
actually, I have two really cool shows coming up aside from, you know, my usual antics, which aren't going to be present probably for the second one. But there was something floating around on YouTube, this documentary called 42nd Street Memories, Rise and Fall of America's Most Notorious Block. And I was interviewed for this, and I'm in the trailer, and a lot of people ask me what's going on. So I got a hold of the guy who shot it, who lives in Scotland, and we're going to be talking to him this Saturday. And next Saturday, I have actor stuntman Gary Kent on for the second time. We're going to talk about a film that He wrote and directed quite a few years ago, and I would urge anybody who has a beef with the medical profession or would like to really know what goes on to tune in, because I'm usually not into this type of film, but he had sent me a copy, and I sat there, and I was mesmerized through the whole thing, and it's just like a scathing indictment on what happens in hospitals with doctors and cancer and all that stuff. So it's going to be interesting, because I don't know what was behind him making it, but I'm going to find out. It should be a cool show. And considering yours truly spent 10 days on a cancer ward, I can interject some stuff myself that isn't too promising. So that'll be a serious show.
Yeah, yeah.
God only knows after that. I got to get a hold of Primetime Amy Lee to get some new talent up for the wrestling. So we'll
see. Someone is tap dancing. Someone is tap dancing.
Time for teacher on the keyboard.
Oh, God. What is going on over there?
It wasn't me.
What, you got a bunch of black guys in the studio?
Oh, Pete.
Pete.
I can say stuff like that.
Hey, they stepped out of the shower.
You know, that's another thing, too, that we've lost our ability to make fun of each other, you know?
Well, you haven't. We know that.
I make fun of Brian all the time.
I think that was his. I think that was Brian's little problem dancing around in his tidy whities there. That's
that could have been
that sound.
Hey, I've got the boxers on tonight. Leave me alone.
Oh, well, wow. It's all the
and
cyber.
You got him changing his ways already, huh?
Yeah, she burned him.
Straighten him up.
Wow, she burned him. That's awesome.
Hey, Todd, when can we do? When can we go video? Because I think I got a webcam.
Oh, wow.
You think you have a webcam?
Well, I found this box and there's this little thing in it. So. I'm not that computer literate.
Lord have, well, good news is, thanks to Dr. Drumright and his innovative ideas for web conferencing and things we're going to be doing, we will have a way for you to be able to do some streaming video this year here on, because we already have the Jackalope TV, and now we're going to be utilizing it. So that's pretty exciting.
God, Jackalope TV, another venue where I don't get paid. Okay, sounds fun to me.
Me too. Me too.
Yeah, we'll really get sponsors for this if I do, you know. How is this going to be another deal where we get kicked off YouTube again?
No, no, that was you getting kicked off. Well, I guess we both
got kicked off. Not. I didn't film the damn thing. You did.
All right, true.
I have no way to put anything on YouTube. You have to realize that I'm a chimp with a keyboard. That's it. I break things. Things don't work. I pull out the Phillips head screwdriver and pry them open to see why they're not moving.
That's true.
Yeah.
Duct tape and WD-40 for
that's
Pete.
That's awesome. They put some duct tape on it. It'll fix it.
Gorilla glue. But the new thing is Gorilla glue. Gorilla glue.
No, oh, I stick with Loctite. It you know, yeah. Never mind.
Yeah, but if you want to really mess with somebody in cold weather, Gorilla glue when their car door locks.
Lord. And now we're teaching people bad things. It's great.
0 degrees wind chill and your key just won't go in your door. My, who did you piss off today?
The opinions and views expressed by those that are calling into Pair Challenge Radio do not necessarily reflect the okay. Yeah, the deal with it. Suck it up, Cupcake. It's 2012. Stuff's changing.
The views and opinions of 42nd Street Pete are those of 42nd Street Pete, and anyone who disagrees with 42nd Street Pete, he will slap you in the face.
Yeah, well, you know something? You can't top having a midget call into my show and rip Todd up. That was the best.
I missed that one.
You can get it in the archives.
That was a terrifying show, yes. That was a terrifying show.
Yeah. And we couldn't get rid of her. She kept calling back.
Are you scarred for life now, Todd?
Yeah, it was pretty bizarre. It was pretty bizarre.
No, he was scarred for life at his first wasteland. That did him in.
Well, with Pete throwing, he was throwing these rubber breasts at my head.
That was Amarith.
Oh, it wasn't you? Okay. And then we ended up doing, we used these rubber breasts to play baseball with the Toxic Avenger.
Was fun.
That was fun. And then, of course, Pete was wearing one on his head. And then they were throwing midget porno movies at me the entire time, and that can become frightening after a while if you're a nerd like I am.
What happened with the rubber breasts? They seem to have vanished.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we sold them all. I think people were so excited about what we were doing with them, we sold them.
And they were so desperate for a real woman, they took them back to their rooms.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my.
Not at Wasteland. Anything goes there. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. It is about time for a break, ladies and gentlemen.
It is. That it is. Don't go away, everybody. We'll be back with more cool people from Jackalope Radio after this break.
If we're allowed.
If we're allowed. Happy New Year!
Welcome to Parrot Challenge Radio News, PCRN. My name is Brian Watley. This is your news segment for this ghostly Tuesday night. Your dead-on top news stories are...
about paranormal authors and filmmakers. Our first story tonight is Top 5 Must-Have Young Adult Paranormal Books for 2012. This is written by Bernada Varney from the Paranormal Literature Examiner on December 25th, 2011. And you can find information on theexaminer.com. Well, 2011 has come to a close, and we're looking forward to all the wonderful young adult paranormal books that will be coming out in 2012. Here's a preview of some that may have made a list of books that I'm looking forward to. Well, number one is Darkness. It's book two of Brookhaven series by Joanne Siles. It picks up where Lanny ended. Lanny Alexander meets Oliver the vampire, and trouble ensues when Lanny starts finding out mistruths, dark secrets, and more. She will find the darkness, but she will find her light to get back to Oliver. And number two is The Calling Book 2 of Darkness Rising by Kelly Armstrong. Well, Maya Delaney's paw print birthmark is the sign of what she truly is, a skinwalker. She can run faster, climb higher, and see better than nearly anyone else. Experiencing intense connections with the animals that roam the woods outside of her home, Maya knows it's only a matter of time before she's able to shift and become one of them. And she believes there may be others in her small town with some surprising talents. Number 3 is The Golden Lily, Book 2 of the Bloodline series by Rachel Mead. It is a spinoff of her Vampire Academy series. Tough, Franny, Alchemist, Sydney Sage, and Doe-Eyed Maury, Princess Jill Dragomir, are in hiding at a human boarding school in the sunny, glamorous world of Palm Springs, California. The students, which are children of the wealthy and powerful, carry on with their lives in blissful ignorance while Sydney, Jill, Eddie, and Adrian must do everything in their power to keep their secrets safe. But with forbidden romances, unexpected spirit bonds, and the threat of Striggy moving ever closer, hiding the truth is harder than anyone ever thought. Number 4 is Wolfpack, a Blue Blood spinoff by Melissa De La Cruz. Wolfpack will follow the adventures of Bliss Lilwyn, a central character in the Blue Blood novels, as she goes on a quest to find the legendary Hounds of Hell and convince them to join the Blue Blood vampires in the war against the Silver Bloods. The Wolfpack series will reinvent the myth of the werewolf in the same way that Blue Bloods breathe new life into the vampire genre. And number 5 is Untitled Books to be Book 7 and 8 for the Royal Blood Chronicles by Elizabeth Lorraine. I just spoke to the author of one of the most popular independent young adult authors this year, and she stated that at this time she is working on Book 2 of her adult paranormal series, Phantom Lies, but that she will be working on Book 7 and 8 of the Royal Blood series. RBC tells the story of Katrina and the Protectors who have to fight bad in order to protect the humans of the world. They are strong characters that both youth and adult can relate to. And of course, there's more information to come. And for show notes for this section of the stories, I personally haven't read any of these books, but they seem pretty interesting, so I'll have to check some of them out. If you have read some of them, then send me an email and let me know what you think. And let me know if there's particular ones that you want me to review or go over. And now for our next story, is professional filmmakers, yes, the Booth Brothers. This is by Billy Peel, Haunted and Paranormal Examiner, on November 13, 2011. And you can find information again on theexaminer.com. World-renowned twin filmmakers Philip Adrian Booth and Christopher St. Booth were born in Yorkshire, England. They now reside in the U.S. state of California with their families. Both are the well-known as the incredibly talented and successful filmmaking team called the Booth Brothers. The Booth Brothers' specialty in the movie business is delivering dark, incredibly spooky tales of the supernatural to the viewing audience. The movies are incredibly scary, professionally filmed, and well-written, a must-see if you haven't already. Filmmaking projects can be viewed on Spook TV and also have been seen on Sci-Fi Channel. Philip Adrian Booth has a favorite quotation, which is, "Dream the film, film the dream," which both brothers have been zealous and devoted to since their early childhood. That dedication has made them the brilliant filmmakers they are today. Their incredible work includes successful feature films for Paramount, Sony Pictures, Lionsgate, and television specials for NBC Universal, such as Soul Catcher, The Trail of Fears, The Skinwalkers, and Ghosts. The Possessed, the true story of America's first documented possession, The Wachiska Wonder of 1876. The Death Tunnel is based on the true events and the ghosts of Waverly Hills Sanitarium. The Dark Place, an Appalachian horror classic. The Haunted Boy, which is the true story of The Exorcist. Spooked, The Ghost of Waverly Hills. It's the haunting of Waverly Hills Sanitarium. This is a documentary. And Children of the Grave. It's a true story of the mass graves and orphanages in the late 1800s. The talented brothers have new and fantastic filmmaking projects that are currently underway. Read the Booth Brothers blog or buy their DVDs, uncut versions, and Spook TV shirts while supplies last. For show notes, I've met Christopher Booth, and I think he's absolutely awesome. Met them while they were in Pensacola, and the guy is just super nice. He really knows his work, obviously, and he's got an incredible, amazing eye, and just to be able to sit down and talk to him listen to his ideas and his concepts. It was pretty inspiring to me. So I look forward to seeing more and more of their work coming out. And if you haven't seen it yet, I highly encourage you to. The guys are absolutely phenomenal in the paranormal world and the movies that they create. Dream the film, film the dream. I love that. And now for our next story. Yes, I'm going to have to talk about this, even though I didn't officially mention it. It's about the Drew Brees history making last night. So Falcons versus Saints. Drew Brees saves Monday night by making history. And this is brought to us by Gavi Zavidar. And you can find information on bleachreport.com. Yes, the Falcons came into Monday night and laid a stinker of a game. And then something special happened. With the game well in hand and many viewers closer to sleep than on the edge of their seats, Drew Brees fired a bullet to Darren Sproles, topping Dan Marino's record of 5,084 yards with a 9-yard touchdown pass. The crowd obliged by slipping into hysteria, and the Saints came to his side to embrace the master who just beat up on a great team and made history doing it. Not only did he pass Marino's mark for passing yards in the season, his 3 touchdowns gave him 275 for his career. That moves him 1 ahead of Joe Montana, and into a tie with Vinny Testaverde for the 9th all-time. Jeff, you are keeping score at home. Brees just lofted himself into the realm of all-time greats. Start chiseling on the Mount Rushmore of NFL quarterbacks because Drew Brees no doubt deserves to be acknowledged as one of the best to ever play the sport. What comes now is an awkward moment where Drew Brees or Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers is denied MVP award. And all it takes is a few snaps of watching either to understand that both are having a ridiculous season. If ever there was a time when a co-MVP acknowledgement would be just, this would be it. Rodgers has been sublime on his way to making the Packers near perfect, and Brees, for his turn, just surpassing an amazing record. That's not nearly all, as he also savaged a laugher of a Monday night game. Those that held on to stomach, the rest of this contest truly saw history being made by one of the best ever. And for show notes, I had to stay up and watch this game. Oh my goodness, it was truly amazing. That pass at the end, it was just a really great game. And I got to give it up to the Falcons because one of the Alabama boys from the University of Alabama played on the other side. Yes, Julio Jones, and you know, he had a pretty amazing game himself. So congratulations to both teams, but congratulations to Drew Brees and his amazing record-breaking event of all-time passing yardage for a single season. And now for some really cool stuff that I get absolutely no benefit from, except by bringing this cool stuff to your attention, is the X-Paranormal Detector by Extreme Senses. And I just recently heard about this. A friend of mine was telling me about it, but I assume the goal of it is to have ghost box type of technology on your computer. And you can go to their CNN.com or CNET.com, and go to the website, you can download it and check it out. They have a basic that's free, and they have a pro edition that's roughly about $4. It's measures the different events and power surges and all kinds of other cool stuff that's on your computer and spits out a printed word and also sound for what the word is. So go check it out and let me hear what you have to say about it.
If you have any other stories, items, or events you would like mentioned on PCRN, please send an email to parachallengeradio@live.com. Attention PCR News. And that's all for PCRN. I am your Parachallenge Radio news anchor, Brian Whatley. I am the director of Ghost Hunters of the South, located out of Mobile, Alabama. You can find us on the web at www.ghots.net. That's GHOTS.net. And you can email us through contact@ghots.net. Our team is a proud TAPS family member. Thank you for tuning in, and it's time for Lights Out.
You're listening to Parachallenged Radio with your host, PC, a Jackalope Radio production.
We're back! You got it, we are back, and we have 42nd Street Pete from 42nd Street Pete's Grindhouse from Saturday Nights on Jackalope. We also are here with Dr. Drumright of the Harmony Health Hour, who's so graciously joined us this evening. And his show is on Jackalope on Friday evenings at 6, I believe.
Yep.
And we still have Brian Whatley from the Brian Lee Whatley Show, also our PCRN news guy, who you just listened to in the break. And his show is on Sunday night, Sunday afternoon, unless it takes over the rest of the week. And we have Todd, not only Parachallenge Radio's producer, but the host of Nightwatch. And my fabulous staff members, Anita Brown, guest relations manager, and Brian the Goofball Easterwood, my co-host. So here you have it, a whole potluck of jackalope awesomeness right here on the show right now.
Cornucopia.
Who could ask for
more? You have a guest
more?
Relations manager?
I do. And she's very good.
I don't have a guest relations manager.
Oh, man.
That's because she quit four times. How many have you had? You've had like nine of them.
who quit four times?
I'm just kidding. If you did have one, she'd quit
find
four
me
times.
Guests. I have to like drunkenly call people up in the middle of the night and beg them to be on the show, you know?
See, I haven't tried that.
Oh, there's a new approach for you, Anita.
You start sucking. Who's me on my show?
Oh, she's good.
Lord. Oh no, we haven't had to do that yet, though. We've actually had to look the other way with some guest requests because of the wonderful evidence they presume to be evidence, and you just want to hand them a can of pledge and say go home and clean. So, yeah.
Yeah, we were actually encouraging people to call in and fight with us at one point.
Oh, really? We haven't tried that angle yet.
Well, I don't
we'll
know
have
about,
to get on that.
I don't know if he has.
Yeah, you know, the only one who calls in is super fan Rob, and you can't pick on him, so.
Yeah, he's a friend. He's nice. Yeah, I don't know about this Wii stuff, though, because I never invited anyone to call in and yell at me, so I'm thinking more this is Pete's thing.
Yes, you have.
Okay, so
me and Kent said that if anybody wants to call in and criticize what we've been doing, fine. We will deal with them on a one-to-one basis.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I remember this.
Better than telling people to meet me on a bar in 9th Avenue, and I'll be there from 5 till midnight in the window.
I remember Todd going on Walmart rants and telling the headquarters of Walmart and all these other stores that won't sell the movies he wants to call into the show, and yeah.
You know what it is? I don't think it's even that, Todd. I decided it's your location because of the Walmart by me. They got a dump bin full of $5 stuff, and I've been pulling some great horror movies out of there.
That's the thing, yeah. It is. It is this area. I know it is.
Well, then you have to move.
Yeah, I do.
You know, you're not going to change it. Jesus lives there.
Yes,
you know?
He's coming back here, you know. It's right down the
right
street.
Right down the street
just
at
built
the Mormon temple.
Temple
there, yeah.
Is that why the ice cream truck hangs around in the summertime?
No.
I don't know, but they're telling us that's where he's going to land.
It is. Big golden statue of something on top of that giant thing they built. It's
and there's also the one in Independence where he could land.
Right.
There's like two platforms.
Right.
You can go between the two and
you
can see them.
RLDS and their LDS and they're like they set up two different stages and so he's gonna come down and hover over Independence and decide which place to land.
I wish he'd hover over Independence and like smite them somehow.
Oh my God!
Take out the
they're going to be in for a rude awakening if he does come back, because when you really think of it, Jesus was a pretty partying dude. You know, he hung out with hookers.
Yep.
He was hung out with all these drunken fishermen that never even went out and caught any fish, and if they did, he'd throw a miracle and quadruple the catch just to feed everybody. You know,
dude,
it was a sausage fest. Look at the Last Supper, not a chicken sight.
He was take him
born to an unwed teenager, you know.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, and you know something? I feel bad for Joseph, because how do you follow God?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, you know, what could make a man feel more inadequate?
According to the Bible, those angels, they knew what was going on.
Yeah, but you know,
read Genesis. They were getting every woman they could get their hands on.
Yep, making a new species.
Wow, you heard it here on Parachallenge.
Unfortunately, yes, you did.
I come from Ohio, the former home of the Big Butter Jesus.
I'm in Ohio.
Did you hear about it getting hit by lightning? I thought that
Butter
was really
Jesus.
Funny.
Butter Jesus get hit by lightning.
Yes, that's what we called it because it was yellow, but it was this big giant Jesus statue in front of one of those big mega churches on 75. And you could see it from
the highway. Where in Ohio are you?
I'm in Lima.
Okay, I'm in Berea.
Okay.
So I don't know the area yet, but
well,
I've certainly not seen any melted Jesus cheese anywhere.
This one was down near Cincinnati, and everyone who traveled Interstate 75 through Ohio could see it because it was right next to the highway, and it was this big, ridiculous-looking thing. And it cost so much money, and of course, most people are thinking, what could that church have done for people with that money? And it got hit by lightning, so that was rather humorous.
Because that was God saying, F you.
Yes, and now they've gotten insurance money and donations, and of course they're going to replace it when they, again, could use
the
that
butter Jesus?
Yeah. That's
a
what
Jesus
everybody called
made
it.
Of butter.
Well, it was made of styrofoam, but it looked like butter. If you were to
God, styrofoam.
Look at it.
At least the Mormons use gold.
Yeah, right?
I saw the face of the Virgin Mother in a pizza I burnt in the microwave once.
Really? Did you sell it on eBay?
No, I got it in the freezer. I'm trying to decide what to do with it. You know, but I keep hearing you talk late at night.
Wow. Yeah. Is it telling you anything interesting?
Yeah, let me the hell out of the refrigerator.
I really wish I'd have frozen my carrot.
It goes well with my Mother Magdalene pancakes.
Nice.
But at one point, I was actually going to market, a line of religious artifacts. I had the shrouded turtle beach towel that floated over the pool, the Joan of Arc barbecue set. And perennial favorite around Easter was the Crown of Thorns ring toss set.
Oh, Lord.
And a good welcome to the neighborhood gift would be the Lock, Salt, and Pepper set,
Maybe we need to lock Rick Santorum and Michelle Bachman in the Religious Artifacts Museum until the elections are over with.
God.
Oh, Lord. Scary people.
Her having an orgasm could trigger the apocalypse because she never had.
Now we know why the world's going to end.
Yeah. Rick Santorum, Michelle, what did I miss? Michelle got an orgasm with Rick Santorum.
Her husband found Jesus when he neglected to tell everybody he was the Jesus' Latino male hustler.
Jesus.
Jesus. I have found Jesus. He is very well hung, my friends.
Oh, Lord.
Give me some baby oil under me and rub it on my chest.
Oh, that's exactly what Mary Magdalene said.
Yeah. Oh, Mary Magdalene was great. She was a prostitute.
No, she actually was not. That's been proven. Yeah, they've taken that back.
She's Jesus'
wife.
They
now believe that she was, yes, they believe she was his wife.
And his, like.
Yeah, but wasn't she a working girl before she married him?
And she was, and she was one of the apostles is what's being said now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she was at the dinner
sort
table.
Of like Shirley MacLaine with the Rat Pack.
Yeah, because I saw it on the Tom Hanks movie. It was real.
Yeah, it was real, yeah.
No, I'm not referring to the Tom Hanks movie.
Come on, why not?
It was a good movie.
But generally, if Tom Hanks says so, it's true.
That's right.
Now,
Wilson! Wrong movie.
The Box of Chocolates.
I now own a Philip Baldwin as my best friend.
Oh, Lordy. See where it goes? Do you see?
Yes, it always goes, but it's fun when it does.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, well, it could get worse. I'm restrained tonight.
Good.
I don't want to wind up in a federal prison. That's why I'll talk about Jesus. Okay.
It's too late for that.
I think I hear the helicopters, Pete.
It's called a belligerent act. That's all it takes. They'll come get you.
Yeah, belligerent act. Yeah, the minute I wake up, it's a belligerent act. Who are you kidding?
The Delta Force is going to drop a bunker buster on your house next thing you know.
Buster. Yep. Don't even need permission.
At least I would go quick, and the whole neighborhood would be stoned after I left.
That's a bonfire.
As long as you don't say anything about your cow getting an infection after human contact, something like that, you won't have a federal stalker on the internet. That's what I read the other day. So, yeah.
Why would I have a cow that would have an infection that I would...
From human contact. You're not supposed to say that.
I would have sex with a cow.
I don't know, but they say you're not supposed to say that stuff on Facebook or Twitter, or you'll get a federal stalker, following your every move. Well, just for giggles, I had to go and type it.
Hey, I've been a chiropractor for 20 years. I've been on their quack watch, government watch list for decades. It's not that big of a deal. Just smile and wave.
Jeez.
Yeah, I wave something other than my hands, though. That's the problem.
Pete.
There he goes.
Well, my attitude is I'm going to go out and ain't going to be without a fight, so.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? Coochie coo, I have a bunch of edge weapons in my house. That's all.
Oh, Pete, or Steve in the chat room said this could only get better if we brought in some midgets.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, we're bringing midgets and I'm gone.
Yeah.
I'll be right behind you, but actually, I might knock you down.
Tripped over the midgets.
Doc had to throw it in. Oh, no, we're corrupting Dr. Drumright.
Todd, if Angelo Rizzuto was still alive, I would bring him the Wasteland and send you a plane ticket and have people toss you on the plane and tie you to the seat.
That's nice. Thanks, Pete. That's what a friend's for.
Because the only way you have to face your fears.
Jeez.
I'll be looking for Kathy amongst the midgets to make sure she doesn't get stepped on.
I appreciate that.
Anytime, you know.
But I did ask the doctor today after my knee surgery. I'm going to be an inch taller, guys. So
all right,
yeah, I'm going to gain an inch.
They charge you extra.
We'll kick
that?
You out of the shower one of these days.
I asked him for a lift kit, but
what do you got to do to gain an inch? I'm interested.
I have to get both my knees. Yeah, right.
Hang on. We got a caller. We have a caller. We have a caller, ladies and gentlemen. Who we got here?
It's Mike.
Hey,
Mike!
The Ghost Kidder, well, welcome to the Madhouse.
Don't hesitate. It's just like it took you a while to figure out who I was.
I knew who you were.
Who the hell's
Mike? Who?
Do I know that guy?
I don't have caller ID, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
How you doing, Mike?
Oh, is that 42nd Pete, Street Pete in the Grindhouse?
You bet. We have Dr. Drumright with
Mike?
Us.
Hey.
We have Dr. Drumright with us, Brian Watley, Brian Easterwood, Anita Whit Brown, and Todd.
I'm the Todd.
Okay.
The Todd.
Everybody bow down for the Todd.
How's the New Year's party going on the 3rd?
It's going. Pete's consumed enough for all of us. And we're all having a good time.
Oh, that's good.
It's still 2012.
I just got off work.
Ah, fun times, man. You got a new show starting this week.
Yes, I do, sir.
Yes, sir. How's that going to go?
Yes, boss man.
I'm still kind of trying to figure it out. I'm trying to finish your... I'm going to have your intro for you by tomorrow. It's really cool.
Well, I do have an intro already, but it would be nice to have two of them.
Yeah, this one's pretty cool. I think you'll like it. You know how I do weird
things.
Well,
I don't want... Well, you're going to use my intro whether you like it or not.
No, you go ahead. You use whatever you want, buddy, except for your show on air. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Actually, I could borrow, would appreciate if I could borrow somebody's voice for some liners. That would be nice.
Yeah, that would be good.
You don't want mine.
I don't have it.
I don't even have a voice for TV. Don't ask me why I'm doing radio.
Get Dr. Cosner in again.
Oh, yeah.
I got a face for radio.
Me too, Brian.
Whose voice you want to borrow?
I'm still debating on the radio thing. People say they just listen to me. They go, this is the Ghost Kidder. Oh, damn, he's ugly. I just said it.
You hear that song, Video Killed the Radio Star, playing in the background?
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, Happy New Year, Mike. Tell everybody about your show. What's coming up?
Happy New Year.
What's going on?
The world's coming to an end. We're all going to die in the next few months, so, you know, who the hell cares, right?
Yeah, great. Thank you. Thank you. That's the way I feel.
This is our last New Year's Eve show.
Yeah.
Right, according to Harold Camping, and according to Harold Camping. Again,
according to Harold Camping,
again.
We all died 4 times.
Right.
I didn't get any pleasure out of any of those raptures. I'm really ticked.
I know. I wore the tinfoil and everything.
We got a crew downstairs, Dr. D. There's a bunch of them, I guess.
Oh, what?
I would like to see that place.
I think the Night Watch crew's down there. I think we got Chris and Hugh and Amanda are all downstairs at the door. We're not letting them in, and it's about 17 degrees, so they can just enjoy it.
The angry mob getting outside the door.
Well, there's no reason for me to come to Kansas City anytime soon.
No, there's not.
Well, there's no reason for anybody to go to Kansas City.
True.
Yeah, well, you're right about that. I lived in Ohio, so I know what it's like up north, and I'll stay down here. Thank you.
I just moved to Ohio.
See, really? A lot of Ohio people here.
My goodness, man. You can't. It's kind of like the plague.
So
it's scary.
Yeah, I did scare a lot of people that I took there. Especially some of the neighborhoods I grew up in. turn around.
Brian, so just now, I got a,
yeah. Now I right. got a show coming up on Thursday. I changed it because the other one sucked. And no, just kidding.
It was not bad. It was just
no. Three, four people in my chat, but you know.
Yeah, but remember, the thing that, that people need to realize in today's day and age is there's so many people that are doing the iTunes, iPhones, little MP3 streaming deals. There's so many people that have so many different ways, even in the cars now. A lot of times they're not sitting there to do chat rooms, but they're still listening because the numbers are there, but the chat rooms are empty. It's really strange. But
that's old tech.
Yeah, it's the new way. People are on Twitter more. You want to talk to someone? Go to Twitter. Yeah, it's like crazy.
There's nobody I need to talk to bad enough to go to Twitter.
I tweet occasionally.
I never tweet.
That's sure.
I get drunk and bet myself. That's about as close as I come.
They don't give you enough room to type a coherent thought.
Yeah.
No. But that works for me because I'm blonde and all, you know.
That's awesome.
I've gone on there every now and then just to type tweet just to see how many people would react.
I have 150 followers and I've never tweeted once.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just teasing them having an account up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get the emails on my Yahoo, right? It tells me that so-and-so's following me on Twitter, so-and-so's following me on Twitter. And I haven't gotten on in about a year. And so I don't know how the hell people know so much about me, apparently, but I don't get on Twitter.
I don't either.
But I got more followers that follow me on Twitter than they do on Facebook.
Ugh.
It's weird.
Now, I'm at 3,100 now on Facebook. So I definitely use that one. Put out the poop.
Yeah. I guess because I haven't spoke yet. Once I start talking, then... Oh, hell.
Hey, Hugh, glad to see you. Hey, Amanda.
Hi.
Hey, Chris. Stop right here. Hey, guys. That's awesome. The gang's all here.
What's up? Did they have to break out the window to get in?
I think they did. They busted the window out. Doc, you taking off?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much, Dr. Drumright, for being a part of Parachallenge Radio tonight.
Bye. Yay.
Adios, guys. We'll see you on Friday night at 6.
Yay.
Thank you so much. You take care. Happy New Year.
Thank you, Dr. D.
Bye, guys.
See ya. Bye. Yay.
That was awesome. Bye. Oh, it does sound quite festive there.
You know, I have a curious question.
Uh-oh.
That I've always wondered about, but I've never really gotten around to asking. Where did you come up with the name Parachallenge Radio?
Oh, it's a long story. It's a long story. Back when I was going through everything with my family, you know, watching what my daughter was going through at 3 years old and watching what my oldest son was going through, I couldn't put a term with what was going on. And I didn't understand it, and I didn't know what it was. TAPS wasn't on the air. You couldn't just, you know, open the yellow pages to paranormal and find anything. So when I decided to start the show, I talked with Todd, and, you know, I had been on enough sites and gotten some input on the evidence that I put out there. And, you know, and after everything we went through, I decided that I may not understand what exactly it is, but we're being challenged by it. And it wasn't normal, therefore it was paranormal. So I went with Paranormally Challenged. And when I started the show, I just dropped the... You know,
it's a damn good name to
Parachallenge Radio, because we were basically challenged by it as a family.
It's a very inventive name. I like the name. It's very inventive.
Well, there are TV shows that thought so as well. So,
well, I noticed that there are people copying the name now. That's why I'm curious, because I've seen a few people that are starting to copy that. Oh, Lord, here we go.
Exactly, and they usually get a nasty gram from me, but, you know, it is what it is. If they want to, you know, just because if you type it in Google, you get so many, you know, responses. Did you? Who did?
That's the way I look at it. I look at it as a kind of a positive thing, because if more people use the name, if more people are taking your name, that only means that more people know who you are.
Right, exactly.
That's the way I look at it anyway. So right. It really doesn't bother me. It only bothers me when certain people I don't like steal the name. I won't say any names, but I'll just keep it at 10.
Exactly. But I think we've all been through that to a certain extent. Yep.
I know who you're talking about.
Someone was after your show name, weren't they, Mike?
You what?
Someone was after your show name. I know someone was after Todd's. And
I had about 40
quite
people,
a few people there.
Yeah, it's happened a few times with me where I've had to go, Todd, I need you to send a nasty gram because mine wasn't effective. And usually after they hear from Todd, I never hear from them again, so I'm not sure where he's disposing the bodies. But
it's like Batman on the Justice League. Whenever they kept trying to get information from that guy and getting information, Batman takes him down the alley. Superman's standing there looking at everybody, and they hear the guy start screaming. And then Batman comes out, and Superman goes, "What did you say? You don't want to know." That was it.
Exactly. Todd uses those two words, cease and desist, and it stops. I don't know. Must be the way he says it.
Hello from Scotland.
Yes. Hey, you! Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
I hope your mom's doing great. I've been worried about you.
We have.
Yeah, she's doing. She's doing a lot better now.
Hey, Hugh. Next time you have important information, could you please do me a favor and tag me in it? I didn't even know. Everyone else knew before I did.
I Facebooked it.
I know, but you didn't.
I called him and let him know you.
And here I was making fun of him on the show.
Hey, Chris, Happy New Year.
I'm going to burn in hell.
That was great. Did you hear the Christmas show? Hugh, it was great.
I haven't had time to listen
Christmas.
To it yet.
Thank goodness. Don't listen to it, Hugh. Actually, don't listen.
You're giving me shit, and then I'm in the ER.
I didn't know.
You said the S word on the air. What's wrong with you people tonight?
Well, I called Todd the next day, Hugh, and I told him, I'm like, do you realize what happened with Hugh last night? No, I have no idea. He just got up and left. I'm like, dude. And I told him what happened, and he's like, well, that could have been what happened. I'm like, you think? So, yeah.
I still didn't realize the severity of the situation until
It was very severe.
Yeah.
Well, it's just a good thing your wife was with her because, man, that's something you have to get on. Those strokes are horrifying.
Yeah.
And I'm just so happy to hear that she's doing well.
Yeah. I mean, she lost complete control of the right side of her body, as well as not being able to speak.
Wow.
Wow. You know, well, that's awesome that they could reverse it.
But he did save Christmas. Even with all that, he saved Christmas.
You did.
Yeah. You'll have to listen to that sometime.
Don't listen to the show, Hugh.
It was great.
But, Hugh, don't feel bad because I got crap and I'm not even on the show.
Yeah, that's the problem with this crew. If you're not here, you can't defend yourself.
Well, I'll tell you what. Santa came in that night, and Santa, he said he basically was afraid you were running off with Mrs. Claus, but then you ended up saving the day, so it worked out really good. Yeah, that was a good time. And of course, he was kind of frustrated because he lost Kathy's her Christmas present with those cheese house shoes. He had to feed them to his reindeer because they got lost.
Edible, I might add.
Yeah, they were edible stinky shoes.
Very festive again.
Limburger, I'm sure.
There was holes in it. We just know.
Yeah. Oh, that would have been Swiss. That doesn't stink.
It depends on how often you've wore those shoes, I guess. Whoa!
Where's the little drum thing?
Yeah, really. My gosh.
Where's Pete? I think Pete passed out.
Pete?
No, I gotta shove off. I got a couple calls to make, but I wouldn't want to have missed this. So.
Well, thank you for being here, Pete. Happy New Year.
Oh, and my pleasure. Happy New Year, all you guys.
Happy New Year,
everybody.
Pete.
Needs to tune to 42nd Street Pete's Grindhouse on Saturday nights on Jackalope Radio. Check it out, or you're losing out. You're missing out, so be there.
Yeah, I was actually amazed that Pete was here, because Pete's usually a little bit more vocal than...
He's been vocal before you came.
You came in late.
He'll be going out of the band.
Always Happy great having you, Pete.
Happy New Year, brother.
My pleasure. You guys all take care. Talk soon.
You
all right.
Too.
All right.
Wow, that was awesome.
God, it's been too long since I talked to him last.
He's always got the coolest voice. You know, when I play his ad on my show, I sit there and go, I just sit there in between commercials going, the Grindhouse.
Hey, he said if you want him to do any voiceover stuff, to send me the script and we can do it.
Okay.
No problem.
I shall do that, sir. What do you say, boss man?
Here we go. Because you want your show to play. Yeah.
Crack that whip.
Cracker.
Don't cross, Todd.
Crack-a-doo.
Don't beat me. I thought it was don't cross the streams.
Uh-huh. Yeah, don't do that either.
Thick balls.
I think when things go wrong,
when everything goes wrong, it's Todd thick balls.
That's it. I do believe that Mike has crossed streams before.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
More than one.
Well, that's cool.
More than one occasion.
Yep, cross streams.
Well, tell everybody again, Mike, when to find your show and what you got coming up for the next week or so and where to find you.
Well, my the Nightbreed show's on Fridays, 9 Central. I think it's on Jackalope.
Maybe.
Or somebody called it the Lope.
The Lope.
I kind of like that. The Lope. It's on Friday nights, 9 Central, and then I got a new show Thursday, 10 Central. It's Mike the Ghost Theater show. It's going to be basically anything. There's no limits. I notice I have a talent for finding people's BS, and I always have. So, and most of the time, I sit around the house talking about it. So unlike the Nightbreed show, where everything is limited, where I can only talk about so much. There's no limits on this show, so I'm hearing it every day, and I'm talking about it around the house all the time. And especially with my humor, I always find people that are full of themselves, so I blatantly call it out. And some people probably won't like my opinion, but that's the way it is.
But it's your show, and that's the way it works. We have a call.
That's
who,
right.
Who we got on the line with us here?
Hey, guys. This is David Humphrey with Sean Sellers and Down the Crossroads Radio.
Yay!
Welcome to Parachallenge Radio. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, David.
How's things going?
Great. How are you?
Doing good. Doing well.
Awesome.
I knew it was part of the Crossroads crew because they were talking like Brian does.
Oh, yeah. It's an Alabama thing.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Awesome.
But Happy New Year to everybody.
Well, thank you, man.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, there you got it. There's like 42 people on this line right now.
Good luck getting a word in edgewise.
I absolutely love the Down at the Crossroads show. I always have, and it's really an honor to have you guys on here. And you know, from meeting Sean and doing some investigations with you guys, you know, I just really, really liked the vibe. You guys put off a good vibe. You're great people. And that's the most important thing is, you know, the people who host these shows, it'll blow your mind because, like, 42nd Street Pete, he comes across like a grumpy bear, but he's, like, got this heart the size of New York. I mean, it's huge, except for he left New York. So now it's the size of Ohio. But he's got this huge heart, and you guys are the same way, man. So I just have to tell you thanks for being part of the family.
Well, you know, thanks for letting us be a part of the family. And yes, we are a very different group. I guess you could say we're rough around the edges, but, I mean, we do have hearts of gold, and we're in this field for a reason. So we appreciate the opportunity to let our show be heard by so many different people.
Oh, man, yeah. No, anytime. Wow.
Yeah,
that's what it's all about, though. This is a great, huge, happy family. Dysfunctional, yes, but, you know, what better place is there than Jackalope Radio for your show? And everybody's so helpful and so nice and so, you know, awesome that...
We're cuddly.
Yes, we are all very cuddly.
You definitely found the right place, because if anybody has your back, it's these people here. And I will be the first to say that if anybody has your back, it's everybody at Jackalope Radio.
And then after it goes through the chain of command of backs, then it comes to me, and that's when it gets funny.
Right. And then it's Todd's thick balls.
Todd's Batman suit, and then comes saves the day.
Well, once it gets to Todd, Todd protects the fronts.
And he's been known to watch the backs too.
Now, he's been there for me. Out of all the people, and I've met a lot of people in this field over the last 11 years, 12 years, He's probably been one of the best people that I've met out of everybody I've known. One person that I trusted the most is Todd.
Yeah, I hear definitely. You.
Thank I you, sir. You. Thank you, thank you.
What about the rest of us?
I wouldn't have it any other way.
They don't trust you Scottish people that take over Christmas.
The Scots.
With the kilts.
If it's not Scottish, it's crap.
That's right.
I'm still trying to figure out what field this is.
I think it's Wrigley's.
Oh, right.
Wrigley's Field.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whatever, dude.
Well, tell us a little bit about what's coming up on Down at the Crossroads radio and when it's on and when our listeners can find you.
Sure. Well, every Wednesday night from 9 to 11 Central Time, we will talk about anything and everything from supernatural to UFOs to government conspiracies to 2012 to secret societies. We'll even talk about what Jake had for lunch that afternoon.
It's true.
I mean, we would talk about anything and everything. This week we're going to do our New Year's show. Sean's going to do his 2012 predictions. We're going to talk about more of the Mayan calendar 2012 and go from there. I mean, we have a wide variety of new guests coming up, so it's definitely a show to check out.
And I suggest everybody do just that.
It always is. Yeah. And you feel like you're kind of, every time I listen to the show, it's really kind of interesting because I feel like I'm at Boggy Creek, that movie, because of how everyone sounds. It's Boggy Creek.
Are there crickets in the background?
There are. And banjos.
Banjos, yeah.
And ghosts.
I've not seen that one.
That Bigfoot had a pretty mouth.
I knew you were going to say that.
Hey, play a little Lennon. Get in here in the South, man. You get a party going.
Jeez, I knew it. See,
Sweet Home Alabama.
I knew it. Poor guy. He calls in to be nice, and what do? You take him out.
Yeah, really.
Well, I'm from Alabama, so I can say that.
Oh, okay. Now we understand.
I'm from Georgia, so I have a right to pick on everybody from Alabama.
We'll see you in the national championships. Oh, no, we won't.
Oh, that's cruelty.
Go ahead. Unusual punishment for somebody, really. Golly.
Oh, my.
I definitely want to thank you for calling in and saying hello and Happy New Year to us because it is a big family, and I'm looking forward to listening to your show this weekend and checking it out, seeing what's going on with you guys, and spread the word to everybody else. You know, we thank the world of you guys, and thanks again for being on Jackalope.
Thanks, guys. Y'all have a great weekend, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Now, we were missing a call there. Aaron Gnerk from the Big Dumb
Fun Show. The Big Dumb Fun Show. I love that show.
The thing was, I had like four calls coming in at a time each time, and I'm just like, I'm trying to let people talk. I'm trying to let you do this and do that. So now I'm going to have to figure out which one
to press the answer button.
Yeah.
I think I found him. Hang on. We're going to call him. This will be nice. He'll be like, what? So here, let's try it.
Was that a drum
that
roll?
What was that weird noise? You know, I think it's Tap Dancing Dwarves. I don't understand.
He's gone to bed.
He is. He's out.
Hello?
Hello there, sir. You are on Parachallenged Radio. You have just won a pair of tidy whities. Welcome to the show.
I need a pair of tidy whities.
You do after how hard it was actually, to get in here.
Actually, I need two pair of tidy whities because I have a co-host.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay. The mighty Jeff. Definitely. Yes.
So I need a large and a triple extra large.
Okay.
I have to profess some love here. I love the Big Dumb Fun Show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I love the Parachallenged Radio.
Yay!
You guys are also a great affiliate of Jackalope Radio.
Yes,
who
we are.
Carries our show as well.
Yep.
And I've seen Todd on your show.
Yep.
And what?
I've seen Todd on your show.
Really? Well, I think that...
Don't you mean you've heard them on the show?
No, they got a video.
They have video, too, so you can see and hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, we're a radio show. We're a couple of, knuckleheads, if you will, talking on the radio.
Oh, you're knuckleheads, we're goofballs.
Yeah, well, I think Big Dumb Fun Show is our legal disclaimer.
Oh, awesome.
So, but we'll talk about anything and everything, and we've got video. We've been doing that for a while now. We've got over 500,000 view minutes of people just looking at our silliness. which, you know, we're really just a radio show, but they seem to like to watch us. I have a nephew who was like, I want to see who Apple Smash Jackson is. You know, he's our entertainment trash reporter. The show itself, hosted by Jeff Hirsch, also known as Venkman, and myself, Aaron Gnerk. And then we have a couple of crew members, if you will. We've got Kelly Farah, who goes by the show name Apple Smash Jackson. She was named on the show. And then we have a sports guy, our sports with a guy named Chris, brought to us by Chris Wren, who's a big fan of the L.A. Lakers.
Poor Apple Snatch. I gave her such a hard time when I was on there. I just, I had to.
Yes, you did.
It's probably hard not to, right?
It's fun to be able to give her a bad time. And sometimes you have to just to keep her distracted, because otherwise her ADD kicks in.
She starts taking over the show and won't let the guests talk anymore, so I had to give her help.
She fidgets. She makes little noises in the background. She finds things to, you know, peck at the computer and make noises or crumple
papers. It was like Michael Biehn, wasn't it? She was like so mean to Michael Biehn. I was like, you can't be mean to Michael Biehn. He'll go back into the past and then come back in the future and then he'll kill everybody.
Yeah. He'll remember the Big Dumb Fun Show, not Apple Snatch Jackson.
That's right.
And then she was a little mean-spirited, I thought, to April Bauer Cox, who was the face of the Waffle House, both at Waffle House on the Facebook. I haven't looked recently, but last I looked, they had like 425,000 people that like the Waffle House Facebook page. And she's a real sweetheart. I mean, she's got that great Southern Belle voice, you know, and she's actually a Waffle House employee. She's not just a spokesmodel.
Wow.
She actually works at a Waffle House. And I felt Apple Smash Jackson was just a little mean-spirited towards her with her comments about how the Waffle House doesn't have any attractive servers. I thought maybe, you know, Apple Smash put in an application and they turned her down.
Well, you know, Hooters doesn't have any chicks with Hooters either.
Yeah, but, you know, I think... Well,
Apple Smash Jackson not qualified to work at Hooters.
No. And she, you guys should have just had the nice lady from Waffle House say, kiss my grits. That should have been.
If they had a national chain called the Donka Dog, she might be able to work there.
Well, that's an idea right there.
Oh, if, my.
Instead of wings, we'd say it would serve legs and thighs.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You better
nothing but corn
that
dogs
as soon
and hush
as you
puppies.
Leave this show.
Are you saying this person is a Lakers fan? Am I?
No.
Who was it? They were saying that was a Lakers fan. Oh, that's our sports guy. Sports with a guy named Chris.
Okay.
He actually was. Right. We started the show started back in really in 2004. From the attic space of a little house in Merriam and with Venkman and Frank, and I got involved in really kind of in the spring of and the summer of 2005, and then we kind of solidified the show and continued from there. Frank has left the show in, I think, 2009, and, you know, Venkman
and
the
crowd goes wild.
The show.
No!
I was a big advocate for Apple Snatch Jackson, as far as I thought the show, you know, it really needed to have that female point of view.
Hey, what are you laughing about?
Even if it was just her.
Because I know her. Because I know her. And I'm just laughing because I'm going, boy. That is awesome. No, she's cool. We get along great now after that night. It was great.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and we do too now that she's in, like, Connecticut.
There you go.
You like keeping her at a distance.
But our show is on Mondays on Jackalope Radio as well, from 7 to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's just really kind of that straightforward talk and rock. I mean, a variety show, if you will. I mean, because we'll do about anything. We'll talk with the Facebook face of Waffle House or Michael Biehn or Louis Anderson or, you know, bands that we get submissions from, really from all over the world. It's kind of an oddity but I enjoy it because there's some really, really great music out there and bands that you just can't hear on your regular radio stations, you know, because they have a really controlled format and the strike, a really tight playlist. And we get stuff. I mean, we've got bands, these guys, the Jefferson, they're out of Australia, Sydney, Australia. I don't know. They find us, they send us their stuff. We play their music and we talk with them on the air. Last Monday night, we talked with a band out of Boston, Massachusetts, called Prospect Hill. And nice guy, a guy was the drummer we spoke with, and he was also the guy that writes the music. They were in a rehearsal, and they just had heard about us from another band called Signum AD, and they followed us on the Twitter. I saw that. I thought, well, that's kind of odd, Boston Mass. How'd they hear about us? And we asked them on the air, and that's what they said. And another band that we interviewed found us through a book called The Indie Band Survival Guide, in which the Big Dumb Fun Show is listed as one of the radio shows where people can submit their music and it actually might get played.
That's awesome.
So I think, you know, we've certainly gotten a little bad paint job in the press locally by some of the people that have started shows here in 2011. To say that we don't support the local music scene. And I can tell you for a fact that that is totally untrue. I mean, honestly, since 2004, since 2005, when I was involved, we've always been interviewing the local upcoming bands.
Every time I come over there, there's a band. Yeah.
Filmmakers.
I'm not going to get one.
Comedians, you know, from Kansas City and really around the region, around the country. Not just the famous people, but people that you don't know yet, but you will soon, much like Venkman and myself in the Big Dumb Fun Show.
There you go. Yeah. Do I have you guys on my Facebook page?
Mm-hmm.
I believe I do. I believe I do. It's my go-getter.
I would have to go and search it. I'm really just at home at the moment, and I'd have to get my smartphone out. I get my smartphone out, and all it does is show how stupid I am.
You know, actually, well, you can't really say that because I got a smartphone and I think I got the stupidest one on the market. I got the factory reject, the runt of the Android litter or something.
She said runt.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's what they sell to
like
gnomes.
Android 1.2 or something.
I think so, yeah. Exactly.
the reason I asked is because my nephew moved to L.A. with a guy and his Brit and Sky, and they started a band called Symphony. And in less than a year, they sound amazing. And I might shoot you their website because they just put out an album, a CD, and I might shoot you the website your way because I really like you to hear them.
Yeah, absolutely. Do that. I mean, I would love to, you know, talk with him if you know you're in communication with him. Tell him. You know, anybody can submit music to us, or comedy. We also do, you know, parody stuff we've done as well. But info@bigdumbfunshow.com is our email address, and that goes to both Venkman and myself. And like I said, we, you know, welcome submissions. We're always looking for new music and new talent. And if you've got a nephew or somebody that's got a band, especially if they've got an album coming out.
They got on this website called Reverb Nation and iTunes, they got this stuff that they just put out, and I heard it last night, and the first thing I thought was they've come a long way in a year, because I'm a very good judge of music, and when I was on MySpace, I'd get fans that would send me stuff all the time, and they would have a great look, and they would look like they were amazing and put a lot of money in the way they looked, but you hear their music, and it was way over-modulated, and it sounded horrible, but this band here, I thought, especially with their singer's voice, it sounds a lot like old Aerosmith, and like in the 70s, and his voice also sounds a lot like John Lennon.
I hate to cut you off, guys, but we are getting close, so I want to say thank you so much to Mike Ghostgetter for calling in for New Year's. Mike, we do appreciate it very much, my friend. I'll look forward to talking
You're welcome.
You more about the new show and everything. And, of course, Gnerk, my man, thank you for coming on.
Happy New Year, guys.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Happy New Year.
Thank you so much
more.
For Thank you so much for joining us on the show and you know, putting your Happy New Year's out there and your show information. You know, that's what it family's all about, and Jackalope is one big giant family, dysfunctional as it may be. We are all fabulously awesome people who have a lot to say and a lot of information to get out there. And you know, I love everybody's show, and thank you, Aaron and Mike and everybody else. You know, I just hope our listeners will tune into your shows and find it's pretty damn cool.
Yeah, so, yeah, especially ours.
And in 2012, we're definitely going to have to get back together with some of the various members of the Jackalope Radio family, including you, Kathy, and have you on the phone, and we'll interview and talk with you and talk some of the Parachallenge Radio, you know, what you guys have going on here this year as well.
Sounds great. Thank you so much. And just know you have a fan here of the Big Dumb Fun Show.
Heck yeah.
And you know, I love all the shows. I catch everyone that I can when I can, but it's just awesome to be a part of a great big network like this, and it's growing every day, which is really cool.
Thank you very much, guys. We are about that time.
We didn't get to talk too much to the Night Watch guys. Night Watch. I talk good, too.
You see what happens when gnomes twist their tongues? Yeah. It's done for the whole night.
Yeah, you need to take those marbles out your mouth.
Listen, who's talking?
Oh, Hugh. That was hurtful, cold. Hugh. That was hurtful.
That's right. We're due. I know I am.
But you know, I love you guys, too, and Night Watch rocks. It's right after Parachallenge Radio. It's part of Para Tuesday. It's awesome. So if you haven't tuned into Night Watch, please do, because these guys just rule the airwaves. And Todd's the reason that I'm still here doing this stuff. So
thank you.
Yeah. Well, of course, my Parachallenge Radio family is awesome too and growing daily. We've added Rich Valdez to the
list over there. I swear.
Family members, so. But for 2012, I do want to send love and prayers and healing out to Don Shai, whom I haven't heard from since her surgery. So, please keep prayers and thoughts and healing energy going her way. She is still part of the Parachallenge Radio family. However, I wish we could get an update on her current condition.
Yes, we need that.
Definitely. But for everybody out there, I'm going to keep my slogan the same for the end of every show. Please be good to each other. There's no other way to be. So, there you have it. 2012 kickoff, Parachallenge Radio.
Parachallenge Radio is a Jackalope Radio production, simulcast on ASPRN. Join us in the chat at www.parachallengeradio.com, or you can go to jackaloperadio.com in the shows area and click on the Parachallenge Radio banner.